here today collecting biomass samples, soil carbon samples, flux samples, all of the information that we need to improve the model and calibrate it for the region and then test it.
We have a couple things to consider when we are doing a measurement. First, we want a good seal with the ground so that all of the gases accumulate in the chamber and are read by the analyzer and that none are leaking out. And we have the fan to circulate the air around. So we've prepared some sites to get the seal. We've got the skirt around it and we'll lay chain and hopefully that will be good enough. I'm also considering how thick and tall this is might interfere with the fan, so it might take a couple tries to orient it. As soon as I put the chamber down, we want to get things done as fast as possible because gases are going to start accumulating in the chamber, and the flux reading is going to be, I mean, it's kind of forgiving, but it's going to be most accurate if we get it started as soon as possible.
So this kind of helps us tease out, you know, what's what, and we use the measurements, the observations from the soil respiration and then the chamber respiration, and that gives us a full ecosystem picture. And the reason why we're doing this is we're developing a satellite-informed ecosystem flux model that we can run for all these properties, and we need validation points. So this makes sure that we're in the ballpark.
The ground truth, basically.
Yeah, totally. We have this opportunity to work with land managers and bring in knowledge and being able to create the carbon monitoring and tracking system that John and I are working on. Bringing in satellites, bringing in observations from the ground, creating a model that's appropriate for this ecosystem type across the West, and then giving the power to the managers so they can use the monitoring tool to see how carbon has changed over a certain space over time, and how it changes after a management decision is made.